Good morning again, Southeast Alaska. The time now is 8:20 a.m. And today we have Jeff and Rebecca with us. They're in town from quite far away, and they're with AmeriCorps. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. So we have AmeriCorps people come often through town, but I'm not sure if it's clear what exactly you guys have been working on. What exactly have you been doing here?
The program that we're working for is called SAGA. It's an AmeriCorps program, and we're here working on a project over at Totem Bite and also at Refuge Cove. At Totem Bite, there are handicapped accessible walkways, needed some work, needed new gravel, just needed to be relayed and reset, so we've been working on that for them. And down at Refuge Cove, we've been extending an existing trail to go further through the woods.
Actually, so this trail at Refuge Cove, how much longer is it extended?
Do you have any sense of that, Jeff, about how far we've
gotten? Probably about 200 feet, something along that, where we've grubbed out, put down fresh gravel, cleared the corridors.
And how long did this take?
This has been, we've had 64 hours of project time here, so that was exactly what we were putting in here. But I guess about a week we've been working on it, yeah?
Yeah, about that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How many AmeriCorps volunteers are there in town?
We are the two crew leaders. We're YS1 from based up in Juneau, and we have four crew members that are here with us. Our crew members are – it's the youth corps that we're leading here. So our crew members are between 17 and 22, so it's focused towards young people that are from here in Alaska.
So the people that you get are mostly from around here?
Yes, uh-huh. We have some that are from Southeast and also some that are from South Central. But the youth crew is specifically for Alaska residents.
For listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with AmeriCorps and what it does, explain it a bit. What exactly is organization and what does it seek to accomplish?
AmeriCorps is effectively a domestic peace corps. It's a volunteer nonprofit, and our particular division of AmeriCorps, SAGA, the Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, strides to, what was the?
It's foster personal and professional development through hands-on learning in Alaska.
Wow,
that's our mission statement.
I know, right? Didn't do my homework.
I was practicing earlier. No, that's our mission statement. Mm-hmm. And the youth corps specifically is aimed basically at providing young people with job skills, with professional skills, and also getting them involved in their communities. I think like a lot of AmeriCorps programs, this has a lot in common with Conservation Corps because it focuses on trail work and outdoor work and park work and things that are sort of meant to conserve natural assets within communities. And the youth program is specifically for young people and also specifically for local people. SAGA also has an adult corps division, but those crew members are not necessarily recruited from Alaska. They don't have to be Alaska residents. And so the youth corps is really about very directly like inspiring and developing local kids to sort of become community leaders.
Now, does this go year-round? You know, you say that there's local kids that can get involved. Is there something they can go to sign up if they want or somebody they should contact if they're interested?
The SAGA Core program is only a summer program, but SAGA also has some other programs that run throughout the year. I think they're probably – they have some job availability for young people maybe, but I think it's mostly sort of adult professional jobs. I'm trying to think of a good contact contact that I could provide.
Probably Scott Young would be a good person to contact.
Yeah, Scott Young is our executive director, and he works in our office in Juneau.
Excellent. And you both are from far away, right? Where are you guys from?
I'm from New York.
I'm from right outside of Philadelphia, a little town called Honeybrook.
So this, understandably, as someone who's also from the East Coast, Southeast Alaska is quite a change from what you're used to, I'm sure. What is the most striking thing about it to you?
Do you want to weigh in on that, Jeff?
Oh, it rains a lot, which is something to get used to. And it's got awesome forests out here. These are truly impressive forests. A lot of moss. It's great.
Yeah, I was going to say that Tongass National Forest has won me over pretty hard.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning.
I have a hard time imagining leaving it at this point, even just to go up north.
So actually, that's true. So from here, you said you're going to Juneau, right?
Yes. Our main office is in Juneau. And then at the end of the summer, after our crews graduate, then Jeff and myself are going to go up further north and work outside of Anchorage with some of the other crew leaders for another month or so.
And, you know, generally speaking, in your own words, I mean, how has the AmeriCorps experience treated you? How do you feel about it?
Quite well.
Quite well. It's been really fun. I think it's a big challenge for me is that we just totally live outside. I mean, even on the weekends, 24/7, we're living in tents, cooking outside, and everybody all together. You know, everything that we do is all together as a group. And we have a great time, of course. You know, we all sort of step on each other's toes sometimes, but there's a lot of kind of character building stuff. You got to learn how to share all over again, and how to compromise, because every decision is a group decision. But the work is great, and the crew is great. Yeah, everybody's working really hard. Yeah, getting strong, getting used to being outside.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. And actually, it's been pretty sunny by Ketchikan standards. I mean, today is very uncharacteristic. So.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that. We've been pretty lucky here.
You've been pretty lucky, yeah. Now you're going to Juneau today, right? You're leaving today?
Tonight, yeah.
Are you guys flying or taking the ferry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You should do that before you go if you have not taken the ferry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we take the ferry all over the place because we have a big old 15-passenger van full of all of our gear and our people and our bear bucks that we have to take from town to town.
I noticed that, actually. Obviously, our listeners can't see, but I'll try to describe. I'm looking out the window of the air room right now, and there is a massive van, I guess you'd call it, right? Mm-hmm. And there's all sorts of stuff on top of it.
We call it the mystery machine.
Oh, it makes sense.
Yeah, we have a roof
there's
rack.
There's a lot going on.
Keep a whole bunch of things up there, like our wall tent and all of our propane tanks. And if we're doing work for the Department of Transportation, we have brushers and hand tools and all kinds of stuff up there.
Chainsaws.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today. We definitely appreciate it. And good luck on future endeavors helping out throughout
the country.
Thank
you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Sure. Jeff and Rebecca from AmeriCorps. They've been in Ketchikan for a couple weeks now and will be leaving for Juneau tonight. The time now is 8:27 a.m. You're listening to Morning Edition on KRBD Ketchikan.